Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Yay! If you want to reach the show, by the way, you can send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Also, go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, then follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because... let's see. I came across an article this weekend. What is today? What's the date? What is the date?
October 6th.
October 6th. I wonder how I did this. I came across this yesterday, sometime yesterday. It is a... Now, this is the kind of thing that drives me a little bonkers, okay? So this might require a little bit of thought processing, so you might want to be careful on this one. I came across this piece from the AARP, which I think is the American... Arteries are reducing rapidly, whatever thingy, right? It's the retirement thing, right? Is that what it is? Okay. So anytime I see something like this in the news, you know, I'm going to look because here's the title. How well do you know the Bible? Oh, well, I think sometimes I know it pretty well. So other days, not so much. Eschatologically, I don't know. Soteriologically, I'm right there, you know? Ecclesiology, right there, right? Pneumatology, right there, right? Theology proper, right there. Christology, right there. Bibliology, right there. So I thought, okay, cool. It's a quiz on the Bible. And here's what it says. Test your knowledge with this 10-question quiz. Now, when you read something like that, what do you think you're going to get? You think you're going to get a quiz on knowing the Bible. After all, the title is, How Well Do You Know the Bible? And here is the fundamental problem with the world at large. When somebody who's not a Bible believer, believing that the Bible is the absolute Word of God, tells you they're going to give you a quiz about the Bible, guess what you better check? You better check to see if the quiz is about the Bible, because to them, that means a lot of things. Here's question number one. Tell me where this is in the scripture. What did Thomas Jefferson do that resulted in many people proclaiming him to be an infidel? I have an answer, but I know it's not in the Bible. See, here's the problem I'm having. Just a simple disconnect. This is a quiz on how well do you know the Bible. Question number one, what did Thomas Jefferson do that made many people proclaim him to be an infidel? Now, from a historical point of view, there is a specific answer. They give you a multiple choice. He did not attend church. He claimed that Jesus was not the Son of God. He did not believe in God. He rewrote the Bible. The correct answer is he rewrote the Bible. But again, that question doesn't have to do with knowing the Bible. See, these are the things that keep me up. Question number two of our quiz. Ready? Because this is a quiz about how well do you know the Bible. What was the title of the book, which was essentially a rewrite of the Bible that removed Jesus's divinity from the story? Wait, is this in the Bible? No, this is not in the Bible. Question number three. According to a recent Gallup poll, what percentage of Americans say they attend church weekly or almost weekly? Is that in the Bible? America is in the Bible and the Gallup polls is now in the Bible and church attendance record keeping is in the Bible? Who is the patron saint of animals and ecology? That's in the Bible? Where in the Bible is that? Somebody tell me where in the Bible is that. Next question. Who wrote the book second only to the Bible in sales in 1976? Is that in the Bible? You see what's going on here? This is supposed to be a quiz about how well you know the Bible. There's no Bible questions. In a recent survey, what percentage of people over 50 believe in life after death? Is that in the Bible? A recent survey found what percentage of Hispanic Americans over the age of 45 believe in miracles? What section of the Bible is that under? Here's the thing. God spoke the universe into existence. We know this from Genesis. We know this from Hebrews, and we know this from Romans. He spoke, and the universe was created. Matter, programmable matter to a certain degree, came forward from the mouth of God. The same dude that did that, and not just the earth, but the universe, the same dude that did that wanted to communicate to us his heart and his word. So he put together a plan to work in partnership with man to write the Bible. The Bible contains the heart of God. He chose different dispensations and how he deals with man at different levels and at different times. He shows that there's an old covenant and a new covenant throughout the scripture. It's not only in one place, it's in several places. But as you will amazingly note, and one of the things David Limbaugh said, which was terrific, was you got 40 authors, maybe 39. There's a question on one. Throughout a 1,500 year span, people from all different walks of life, people that did all different things from paupers to kings, and they all write this same thread, having never met one another. The Bible is one of the most miraculous documents ever created because it demonstrates God's loving partnership with mankind in presenting a book that communicates his heart using man, but without abusing any of their personalities, not dictating, but partnering. But that doesn't have to do with what the Gallup poll thinks in regards to weekly church attendance or the patron saint of animals and ecology. The Bible is a document that can draw you closer in your relationship with the Lord as the Lord has set forth. If a Martian came down today in a ship and had a book and said, "This book is the key to the universe, study this book," would you think it's true? Would you think it's accurate? Would you think that's valid? And then if that's the case, would you want to know it and study it? What does that have to do with what other books sold a lot of books in 1976? Nothing. That Bible, that sword, that word contains the breath of God. It's great stuff. It'll revive you. It'll restore you. It'll draw you closer. It'll explain the truth. People are looking for the will of God in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. It says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." You want the will of God? Give thanks in everything. That's the will of God. In Christ Jesus, that's the will of God. There it is. There you go. You want to know what it's all about? God demonstrating his love for you, the value he considers you, that you are worth the blood of Jesus more than any dollar amount that could ever be fixed. That's the book you want, the Bible. I don't care how many people past the age of 45 believe in miracles. I could care less. All I know is that God does miracles and God loves me. And that's all I got to know. What was the best-selling book besides the Bible? How was that a Bible question? Beyond me. Okay, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience as I have a complete meltdown right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I hope to never do a story like that again.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Panda Express fans are saying, welcome back, honey. Honey Sesame Chicken Breast, an all-time favorite, is back at Panda Express for a limited time. Order it online today at PandaExpress.com and see why it's everyone's favorite comeback.
How is your retirement account looking? Or how about your savings account? If you're tired of watching your family's financial future disappear and are left wondering why your money manager can't seem to keep it from happening, then come learn how to take control of your own finances. Since the Bible teaches to lay aside for your grandchildren, you need a way to do just that. Attend our two-day course and learn the system that pastor and businessman David Mitchell developed based on principles found in the Bible, along with his solid background in trading in the stock market. You can learn this system just like thousands of others have across the country. Be the person that your great-grandchildren will be talking about. New venture on Wall Street. Build your legacy.
Attend our live event coming to the Sheraton La Jolla, October 17th and 18th. Full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE. Or go to NVOWS.com. That's NVOWS.com.
Dear God, I'm in a time of need. And I look to you to set me free.
My name's Anson. I'm a heroin addict. Started getting high around the age of 13. I was okay with the fact that I was going to die a junkie. Thought it was impossible to get sober. This time I'm trying to surrender everything I am to God and take uncomfortable steps that I feel like God is calling me to do, that I will grow and grow closer to Him and stay sober.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
So trapped in addiction and I won't survive. But without you in my life.
If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, call Genesis Recovery today, 619-797-7319.
The kids are back in school. Fall is almost officially here, but guess what? The Southern California heat, not going anywhere anytime soon. Now, most of the rest of the country wasn't as scorching as they expected, and as a result, Lennox has a ton of air conditioning units that they have to get rid of now. Ken and Tina Starr are the owners of 1-800-COMFORT. These guys are awesome. I know them personally, and they are a Lennox Premier Dealer. Now, as a Lennox Premier Dealer, 1-800-COMFORT is able to buy all of these leftover AC units at really low prices that other contractors just can't get. And Ken and Tina told me that they want to pass this unbelievable savings on to you. Give them a call today, 1-800-COMFORT, and take advantage of their end of summer clearance sale. The warehouses are full and all brand new 2014 inventory has to go. It's still going to be hot, so don't suffer any longer. Appointments are filling up fast, so call 1-800-COMFORT or visit 1-800-COMFORT.com. 1-800-COMFORT, comfort you can count on.
CSLB number 974908.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Come on, baby. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Robo producer taking over from Robo Paul. You missed that. That got in on the tail end of that story about the Bible quiz and how none of the questions had to do with the Bible. I know I'm getting older, but okay. Let's do history. This is kind of interesting. 1927, the jazz singer, the first full-length talking picture starring Al Jolson debuted. I actually was not alive then. But I was way around for the Neil Diamond remake. I still have that CD in my car. I'm just confessing. By the way, my car, still not done. You know, the car that I ruined. Anyway. 1949, Japanese-American broadcaster, Tokyo Rose, Iva Tagura de Aquino, was sentenced to 10 years in prison and fined $10,000 for treason. Interesting. 1973. Now, I remember this specifically. The Yom Kippur War began when Syria and Egypt attacked Israel. I was in Sheret Tzedek. I was in the shul, and I remember that specific moment. They said, we're under attack, da-da-da-da. It's like wild. You know, kids, you don't know what's going on. You don't really understand. But, you know, as I reflect back on that, you're thinking, wow. During the highest holy day, they attack. That was kind of low. 1979, President Jimmy Carter received John Paul II, the first pope to visit the White House. And then in 1981, Egypt's President Anwar Sadat was assassinated in Cairo. I don't know if you remember that or not. I do. Today, for those that don't know, there's two really cool things. One, first major chess tournament was sponsored in New York by the New York Chess Club on this day in 1857. Wow. Here's one that I don't want to tell you because of baseball, but you got to hear it anyway. The Baltimore Orioles' Jim Palmer became the youngest pitcher to win a complete game World Series shutout. He defeated Sandy Koufax and the Dodgers in Game 2 of the 1966 series. Probably don't want to hear that today, do you?
No, nobody cares about that.
Way to skip over that. That's nice. Just zoom.
Hey, that's okay. We made up for it because, you know, we won on Saturday night.
Yeah, the Tigers 3-in, 3-out.
You guys did a pull. You're into the bargain.
You know, I'm telling you, it's like a bad preacher. Blow in, blow up, blow out. Oh, my goodness gracious. Today, for those that don't know, the most important part of today, it's Mad Hatter Day. Mad Hatter
Day.
Dave. Now, here's the thing about Mad Hatter Day. Mad Hatter Day is a day to be silly and to dress in silliness. Okay? That's what it's for. So I shaved my mustache. There it is, though. It's gone. How silly is that? For those that want to know why October 6th, you want to know why October 6th is Mad Hatter Day? Did you know why?
Dave, why is October 6th Mad Hatter Day?
Because the hat on the Mad Hatter read 10/6 for 10 shillings and 6 pence, hence 10 October 6th, 6th of October.
Wow.
Ah, didn't know that, did you? Apparently, mad as a hatter is a phrase used in conversation to refer to a crazy person. That's what that lady was saying to me. Oh.
I would say I use that when I'm talking about you all the time.
Yeah, she said I was crazy. Oh. Oh, I get it. Wait a second. Wait a minute. That's not very nice. Can we talk about the movie that nobody wants to talk about?
What movie does no one want to talk about?
I can tell you which movie nobody wants to talk about.
No, don't talk about it because then people would be talking about it.
Nick Cage's Left Behind series.
It looks good.
You don't have a sound in there that goes, do you?
No, but I could get one.
Apparently, the only movie that they're saying is worse than that movie. And if somebody's seen this, I'd like to call and hear somebody's opinion because I don't know if these things are true or not. But if it's possible, they said that the only movie that's been worse than this was the original. Just like, oh my gosh, that's bad. So there's an article about Hollywood trying to rush to the rapture and that everybody's excited because it means that Hollywood's going to start talking about Christian things. It's like, that's not true. Hollywood rushes to profit. And I ain't talking about the one that makes proclamation for the Lord. I'm talking about profit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know. So, you know, it's like my son. Now, this is true, and you can talk. Bev Sarvely is the teacher who told me this. She was having a little class when my son was young, and she was like, what's a profit? And then my son raises his hand for true. That's the money you have left over when the project's done. That's my son for you. She meant profit is in.
By the way, you crushed my dreams because I was like, hey, a good Christian movie. I know the Left Behind series is good. Nicolas Cage. I happen to like Nicolas Cage. I was all excited.
Yeah, it's very possible that it was a better movie than I'm saying. I'm just telling you the reviews. It's not just the reviews. It's some of the Christian reviews, too. There's the problem.
I guess I'm going to have to go take one for the team and go see it.
You're going to have to take one for the team. Let us know. Maybe it's not as bad as people are saying. But I will say this. At no point do I believe, not even for a second, that Hollywood is making it more interesting for people to engage in social conversation. That's just a crock. They're interested in money. When it was all about
we all saw
horror,
how accurate Noah was.
Yeah. Gosh, thanks for bringing that up. Now I have gas. Thanks. Don't do that to me. I'm having
this segment brought to you by
chest.
Rock Monsters. What?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Rock Monsters. The worst Transformers ever were in the movie Noah. Anyway, it's like, come on. It's Transformers is totally awesome, but not in the movie Noah. Okay. Anyway. Don't be deceived by Hollywood, okay? They're after one kind of profit. It's not the kind of profit you care about. If somebody's seen the movie, call us. Let us know if it's better than we're hearing. I'd like that, like people to know that. I am not endorsing, by the way, any movies anymore at any time, since every time I endorse a movie, two people on the opposite sides always attack. It's like, that was nice. You want to go see the movie? You want to spend $12 for popcorn? You go
ahead. I endorse the movie Paycheck.
Yeah. It took you 9 years to see it, but yeah, it's all right. All right, we're going to take our break. We're going to take our break here. Yeah? All right, we'll take our break here. Come back with a DDD. And then at 3:35, Philip Yancey. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Coming right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The Team Kia of El Cajon vow of assurance. It's their commitment to excellence and it's car buying with the customer in mind, giving you peace of mind. Visit Team Kia of El Cajon today at 541 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon or at teamkiaofelcajon.com.
Hi, this is Bill Neal, co-founder of Real Estate Referrals for Ministry, a nonprofit real estate referral company here to send money to your favorite Christian missionary, ministry, or charity. Are you considering buying or selling a home? Do you know someone who is? Did you know that your purchase or sale could be a great financial blessing to your favorite ministry? All you need to do is ask us to refer you to a top real estate agent, and when the sale is complete, we'll send a large portion of their commission to your favorite ministry. It's just that simple. Buy or sell a home, bless your favorite ministry. Go to kprz.com and click on the banner More Money for Ministry to learn more and to request a referral to a great agent. You can also view informative videos and read exciting testimonies from ministries that have already been blessed. You know we're licensed by the California BRE 01933425 and we're ready to bless your favorite ministry.
Go to kprz.com and click on the banner More Money for Ministry. This is Wise Counsel with attorney Larry Copenbarger.
So many Christians tell me that they are worried about their financial future. We all want to be good stewards, but often get lost in the process. At our law firm, business and family estate planning are really a way of providing peace of mind. Others have a will or trust in place, but these are disconnected from the other pieces of their financial life. See what a difference a multidimensional team approach can make for you. You really can get your financial house in perfect order. Call me. Let's sit down and take care of everything for you.
Call and arrange your meeting with Larry Copenbarger. The Copenbargers have dedicated their lives to the service of God's people. They'll help you put your financial house in order with God's kingdom in mind. Call 888-738-3184. 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryCopenbarger.com. Call 888-738-3184.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Coming up in about 10 minutes or so is our interview with Philip Yancey. Pretty cool. Not too shabby. Big time event taking place at Maranatha Chapel. They're actually doing a Q&A. This is pretty cool. They're doing he's got his book, Vanishing Grace, and he's going to be there the 25th, and he's doing a Q&A, which is cool because he's a major author and you get to talk to him, so on and so forth. But if you don't get there on the 25th, on the 26th, at the 8:30 and 10:30 service, he's speaking at both the services at the church. So it's like another opportunity to hear what he's got to say. And his points are really valid. Let me just say it that way. They're really good. Now, for those that haven't figured it out, I actually interviewed Philip at 1:30 today, and we put it on tape. So we're going to be replaying it at 3:30. So this is one interview that is for sure going to happen, right? For sure, it's going to happen, right? For sure, it's going to happen. Okay, let me do this. I've got a pretty good DDD I'd like to do. It's fairly important. It's out of Hebrews, and I'm hoping that you will get something out of it. It's Hebrews chapter 5, Hebrews chapter 12, I'm sorry, verse 5 through 8 and verse 10. verse 5 through 8, and verse 10. And it says this, "And you have forgotten that word of encouragement that addresses you as sons. My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son. Endure hardship as discipline. Our fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good, that we might share in his holiness." This is a great portion to read for everybody that goes, "Well, if you're supposed to love me the way that Jesus loves me, they'll just let me get away with anything and do whatever I want because that proves that you love me." Okay, that you ever heard that? Like, "Oh, you should just accept whatever I do, whether it's sinful or not, because you love me, because that's what love is." Really? That's funny, because here God defines love differently. God defines love as this: "My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline or lose heart when he rebukes you, because he disciplines those he loves." So here we see a definition for love is discipline. "And he punishes everyone he accepts as a son." Punishment, correction, is a demonstration of love. Discipline is a demonstration of love. "But you should just let me get away with whatever I want, not say anything." No. No. You see, this is the thing that I feel escapes us quite a bit. Your son reaches out to touch the oven. Okay? You have two choices. You could say nothing, stick your finger in his face and laugh at him once he's rolling around the ground screaming because he burned his hand. Or you say, "Don't touch that. It's hot. That's not for you to do." What are you going to do? Which one's love? Now, I admit, rolling around on the floor and laughing is funny to some people, but to love him, you have to discipline him. You can't just let your child walk out blindly into a street without looking both ways. If they do that, you must discipline them and tell them it's not how you do that. You have to look both ways. You have to be careful. Sometimes that requires a sternness or a firmness. God's definition of love involves disciplines. You can't get away from it. It's not escapable, okay? But I want you to pick up on these three things. It's really quite, it's almost too bad I don't have more time to get into this. This is really good. First of all, here's the thing that people don't recognize. The Lord's discipline, this is an encouragement. You've forgotten the word of encouragement that addresses you as sons. Why is it encouraging if God disciplines you? Because he only disciplines those that are his. So if you're never being disciplined, uh-oh. That means squeaky Christianity right there. Because God disciplines those he loves. Get that? The word of encouragement addresses you like sons. "My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline. And do not lose heart when he rebukes you. Because the Lord disciplines those he loves." It's a demonstration of his love. Now, here's something that's important to catch. Verse 7 says, "Endure hardship as discipline." Discipline can look like hardships in your life. I bet you didn't think of it that way. But listen to this. When you go through something hard, that can be a form of discipline from God. Oh, God doesn't let that happen. He exactly lets that happen. Not kind of lets that happen. Exactly. No. Everything good's from God. Everything bad's from Satan. No. Your theology that you just said right there, that's called lousy theology and no Bible. Use the Bible. I mean, even Job said, "Shall we accept good and not bad from the Lord?" Yeah, sometimes the Lord lets forceful things take place in our life, hardships, in order to teach us and help us grow. Hey, Jesus, who was perfect in every way, had to endure the cross. No finer example than hardships, than the life of Jesus Christ. And it looks like the discipline can look like a hardship, but here's the thing to remember. It's for our good. It's for our good. It's for our good. So once again, we need to remember, God is the perfect parent, okay? So I know that some of you have had problems with the image of your parents, and some parents have abandoned, some parents have been unfaithful, some parents have been abusive. I understand that. But God is not a human parent. God is a perfect parent. Even if you had a great dad, by the way, he's not a great dad like God is. God is the greatest dad. There is no dad better anywhere. But this portion, this little portion right here is very important, says it very clearly. This is a word of encouragement. It's the Lord's discipline. It's because he loves us. It can look like hardship, and it's for our good. Now, I'll give RoboProducer that list. You can kind of, if you want to copy that list, it might be easier to do it that way. But the point of that whole thing is this whole thing. God is involved in your life, challenging you, teaching you, growing you, allowing hardships to be in your life so he can do good in your life. God disciplines us for our good. It doesn't help him. It helps us. This isn't God's, I'm getting some out of this. He's not getting anything out of this. He's just giving to you because he loves you. And even if it looks hard or like a hardship, the love of God is still in it. That's why passages say in everything give thanks. That's why they say that. Because you're not sure which is which. And you have to trust that ultimately God has your best interests at heart. And ultimately he's going to help you. That's the key. Use it as a word of encouragement. All right. We're going to take our break. Then we're going to come back. We'll have our interview with Philip Yancey. I hope you enjoy it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere. Philip Yancey next.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The Team Kia of El Cajon Vow of Assurance. It's their commitment to excellence and it's car buying with the customer in mind, giving you peace of mind. Visit Team Kia of El Cajon today at 541 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon or at teamkiaofelcajon.com.
Hey folks, Dave Stahl here. I love a good deal, just like the great lease deals you can find at Team Kia of El Cajon, like the sporty Kia Forte Coupe for just $179 a month for 36 months, or the tech-ready Kia Soul for $239 a month for 39 months. Don't forget about the gas-saving Kia Optima Hybrid for only $259 a month for 39 months. Team Kia of El Cajon, just off the 8 or at teamkiaofelcajon.com. And don't forget to say Dave Stahl sent you.
Team Kia of El Cajon.
Offer available for qualified lessees.
Have you noticed creepy little scratching noises in your attic or walls? Ever think you heard something, but you weren't quite sure? You, my friend, very likely have a rat problem. Yes, I said rats. People who have them often aren't sure about it or never even notice. Rats are often overlooked until the problem gets way out of hand or until someone gets sick. Rats breed like crazy, carry diseases, and even if you don't see one, their droppings and urine can be a huge health disaster. Is your skin a little more itchy than it should be? Call All Pest Pros and get your home checked. If your suspicions are verified, they'll get rid of them. All Pest Pros specializes in rat detection, elimination, and prevention. Rats can get into your walls, air ducts, and start huge nests in your attic insulation. Who knows what you're breathing in? For your family's health and your peace of mind, call All Pest Pros now. 800-851-1864. Call for your free, no-obligation rat inspection. 800-851-1864. 800-851-1864.
October 17th, the I Am Remnant movement comes to San Diego. Free registration for all events at revivesandiego.com. Your family needs God's power to stand for truth and holiness in today's culture. To boldly declare I Am Remnant, Pat Schatzline leads a team passionate to revive, restore, and empower this next generation to fulfill their purpose in God. Don't miss this life-changing event, October 17th through the 19th. Register now at revivesandiego.com or call 858-566-1700.
What are you paying for electricity? How about nothing? For a whole year? Call Peterson Dean's Solar for America and get 12 months same as cash. Lock in one low rate for 30 years or more. How low? About 7 cents per kilowatt hour. That's below baseline and way below your average. In fact, it's the cheapest power you can buy in California. If you've had it with your electric bills, it's time to flip off your power company and flip on the cheapest power you can buy. Solar for America. 800-943-1940. 800-943-1940. Zero down? Check. 30 years in business? Check. American made? Check. The other guys? You better check. Go ahead. Flip off your power company and flip on Solar for America. American made through and through and the best warranty in the business. 800-943-1940. 800-943-1940. California CSOP 468-117.
I had over $42,000 in credit card debt. I was in over my head. I found myself charging expenses like groceries and gas just to make my monthly payments. My credit cards were almost maxed out. That's when I found Christian Credit Counselors.
Unfortunately, Jamie's situation is not unique. Across America, many people have found themselves relying on credit cards to get through tough times, a job loss, medical expenses, or other unexpected financial hardships. Christian Credit Counselors has been there. We understand, and we are here to help. Our debt management program can help you consolidate your bills, lower your monthly payments and interest rates, stop late fees and creditor calls, and reduce debt faster. Call today, 1-800-557-1985. As a nonprofit organization, your freedom from debt is our number one priority. It's one monthly payment that works for you. It's debt consolidation you can trust. Call us today to begin your journey to financial freedom. 1-800-557-1985 or visit www.christiancreditcounselors.org.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented dirt, so stay current. That's the way to do it. On the phone with us, author extraordinaire, thinker extraordinaire, climber extraordinaire, Philip Yancey, author of the new book, Vanishing Grace, Whatever Happened to the Good News. Philip, are you there with us?
I am here. Yes, indeed, David.
Well, I appreciate you joining us, taking time on the David Spoon Experience. I promise it won't be too bad, and if you take aspirin afterward, that will probably help.
All right.
So that's the way to get it rolling. So, Philip, you wrote a book called Vanishing Grace, Whatever Happened to the Good News. What is Vanishing Grace?
It's not a problem with God's grace, obviously. That's as great as ever, amazing as ever. But in the United States, rather recently, people no longer associate what Christians believe as good news. A lot of things have gotten in the way, and there's been a dramatic decline in the number of people who look upon our faith, look upon the Christian faith, as a desirable thing. In fact, the George Barna Group, which is located not too far from you out there, has done these surveys, and they found out that in 1996, not that long ago, even people who were outsiders to the faith, who had no religious commitment, about 85% of them still viewed Christians favorably. Now, if you just take the young millennial generation, only 16% of them view Christians favorably. So somehow we're not getting across the message that what we believe and cling to as the center of our lives really represents good news to people who aren't in that group.
Gotcha. So there's a disconnect that may be taking place between the way that Christians used to present themselves and the gospel and mercy and grace and the concepts that come from the Lord that teach us to love one another. There's kind of becoming more of a disconnect for a Christian than there used to be. Is that because it's to some degree seems more militant? Is that because it seems more like there's more activism in the political spectrum than anything else?
That is certainly part of it, and I do get into some of these reasons. When you ask the people, what is it you have against Christians, they use words like anti. You know, we're anti-abortion, anti-gays, anti-sex maybe, anti, you know, we're just associated with the word anti. And obviously some of those are important issues that we have to deal with, but the polarization in our society, the divisions that we've experienced in recent years have really painted Christians with one brush. Even anti-science, that often comes up among young people because they go to the university and they hear, oh, these Christians are these backward people who believe in a 6,000-year-old earth, you know, and that whole controversy. And I am not trying to solve those issues. That's not the purpose of the book. I am rather dealing with the attitudes that we can control. Because what I've learned is it doesn't take grace to be around somebody who is just like you, who looks like you, smells like you, thinks like you, talks like you. That doesn't take any grace. where grace is really put to the test is when you are around people you disapprove of, who offend you, maybe morally offensive to you. And I think there is a lot that we can learn from the way Jesus handled those kinds of people, the way Paul handled those kinds of people. I don't think we've been dealing with outsiders in a Jesus way.
Gotcha. That's a great, you really made a great statement in that, because really, a lot of us, it's easy to give grace to people who think the way you do, agree with everything you do, walk in that same kind of element, but it's the people that are contrary or foreign to you, or are outcasts, essentially, and then the loving on those people the way that Jesus did. Here's my kind of follow-up question, and I'm kind of asking the same thing, but maybe just from a different point of view. I'm curious if there is a minor eschatological build up to some of not our position of grace, but the way that Christians are perceived. Is that also because there's a greater divide taking place from more of the overall election and sovereignty point of view? Is that also possible?
In the United States, we are following much more slowly the same path as Europe did and Britain did. And those places used to be the heart of the faith. That's where theology came from. That's where the scholars were. That's where the great churches were. And then now, if you go over there, even in Great Britain, only one-third of British people say they still believe in God. Dramatic change from a couple hundred years ago, even 100 years ago. And what's happening in the society in the United States is that we are becoming more of a post-Christian society. So I've talked about some things that Christians may be doing wrong or could do better. But there's also just the inescapable fact that the broader culture around us is changing as well. And you go to universities particularly. I know in California there, groups like InterVarsities are being kicked out of universities, and it's becoming a much more hostile environment. California is an interesting testing ground for this book, because you've got some wonderful churches out there, and I'll be speaking in one of them coming up here, but you also have a more militantly secular, broader culture around you than, say, the American Midwest. So this is a message that I want California to have, because you lead the way in so many different areas, and I hope you lead the way in overcoming what I call the grace gap.
Yeah, and that's another great element is that this is a great place to test grace and to utilize grace, because there are a lot of people that are contrary to the faith, and they are becoming much more militant. They are rising up. There's no question about that. Becoming a Christian in California is exceedingly more brave than not being a Christian. I mean, that's really how it's become, where it used to be the other way around. But let's talk about your event, because you're right. You're going to a fabulous church. You're going to Maranatha Chapel, which is like one of our favorite places, especially Pastor Ray, a very good friend. And you're having a major event there on October 25th that's taking place Saturday between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. What you guys doing over there at Maranatha Chapel?
We are doing a tour to introduce this book. This is the very first event. I'll be speaking for, a good long time, hopefully not too long. We have a musician, Anthony Evans, who's the son of Tony Evans, a great African-American pastor in the Dallas area. And then I'll be doing an interview with Pastor Ray. So that'll be on Saturday night, and then I'll be back with the same service, really, on the next day, Sunday, October 26th. So the 25th and 26th, I'm sure people can go on their website, the Maranatha Chapel there, and get all the details of timing and all that.
Yeah, and that's maranathachapel.org that people need to go to. And you can always call the church, by the way, folks, at 858-613-7800 to get more information. But so you're going to be giving an opportunity, you're going to be sharing, and then you're going to be doing a little bit of Q&A, a little back and forth, right?
That's right. Yeah, it's going to be a whole evening. We hope it's entertaining. We hope it's provocative. And we'll have some questions tweeted from the audience, I'm sure. So I look forward to a great kickoff. As I say, this is the first one in a 7-city tour. And I'm actually going to be coming back from Korea and Taiwan. I leave to go there and will be landing just the day before this event. So I'm going to be ready to get back on home soil and look forward to a great time in San Diego.
That's going to be awesome. And the event, by the way, folks, is free. That's my favorite price. It's free, so you can get to go there from 6 to 8 p.m.
That's my grace, right?
Yeah, that's it. Exactly it. It's unmerited favor. Let me ask you this element about grace, Philip, because I'm curious. Somebody like yourself who's written as many books as you've had really has the depth and the study element down. What is it in a Christian that helps them begin in grace? I know this is a loaded question, but just do your best. They begin in grace, and then, like it says in Galatians 3:3, you're kind of starting off in the Spirit, you're starting off in grace, then we take over, and then we take over for the Lord and think, well, we can do this better, and then we're walking in the flesh and we leave grace to the side all too often. Not that God's not extending that grace, but we're not using that grace. What happens to us that we do that?
What happens? You know, I have often looked at the story of the Pharisees in the Gospels, because if you just drop down into that time machine and looked at in first century Israel, you would say if there's one group of people who Jesus is most like, most resembles, it would be the Pharisees. But he seems to be mad at them all the time. I mean, he says some pretty strong things about the Pharisees. And I'm trying to think, what did they do wrong? Well, as I study it, David, I've concluded what the Pharisees did wrong was that they hung around other Pharisees all day. And when you start doing that, then you start comparing yourself. Oh, I'm more spiritual than that person. Oh, I keep the law better than that person. And you start putting the focus on what I am doing to try to gain some sort of prestige or recognition in this group. And Jesus constantly pushes us out in the world of real needs. In fact, at one point he said to them, you guys tithe your kitchen spices. You go through your cabinet, you know, 10% of the salt, 10% of the pepper, 10% of the cumin, whatever. And then you forget about the big issues of justice. And if you're out there with the message of transforming life that we Christians have experienced, and you're out there with real human needs, the people on the front lines who maybe have lost their home or drug addicts or just depressed people, that's a good way to get you to rely on the grace of God rather than get involved in this petty little competition thing that happens if you just hung around Christians all the time.
Yeah, that's a great, great answer. Within that answer is a real understanding of selfishness and self-centeredness, and then your universe keeping your control of your own universe and not allowing yourself to get into a fulfillment of like a Good Samaritan position where you help somebody who God brings into your universe who's completely different than you. You're just so focused on self and promoting self that you can't get out of it. That's a great answer, Philip. Mm-hmm. I really like that. That was really good. You are a great person to interview. I really enjoyed this.
Well, thank you, David.
That was really quite wonderful. I want people to know you can go to philipyancey.com. I mean, he's got 50, 60 bazillion, trazillion books. Okay, maybe not that many. But he's got a lot of books that you can choose from, and I've read several of them, and they have been quite the blessing. He's going to be at Maranatha Chapel. He's going to be talking about Vanishing Grace, Whatever Happened to the Good News, and the application of grace and bringing grace back into the conversation, maybe a little less militant, maybe a little more Jesus-like, is a big solution for the church. Philip, thank you for taking the time to be on our show.
It's my delight, David, and I look forward to meeting some San Diegans.
Yeah, it'll be great. God bless you, brother. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, we're going to be looking at a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and whatever that is, that's what it'll be.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-236-1991 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-236-1991. 800-236-1991.
Halloween is just around the corner with spooky ghosts and frightening creatures. But you know what's really scary? The chemicals those other guys use to clean your carpets. For scare-free carpet cleaning, call Zero Res. While traditional carpet cleaning creates residue, leaving your carpets looking lifeless, Zero Res can bring your dirty, dingy carpet back from the dead. Zero Res can even restore your old upholstery and tile, too. And KPRZ listeners get a special October treat. Three rooms cleaned and sanitized for only $119. Book now and get a 10-foot haul for free. Call 858-486-4100 for this amazing deal. Only $119 for three rooms plus a free haul if you call now. Service charges may apply. Please call for details. Commercial customers get free quotes. 858-486-4100 or visit ZeroSanDiego.com. When it comes to cleaner carpets, everyone says use Zero Res.
The villagers had never seen a funeral like this. No mourners wailing, no dramatic displays of sorrow. Pastor Maher led the service with joy and the knowledge his father was now with Jesus. A message of hope, even celebration. A message never heard of in this region of the Middle East. Many funeral visitors were curious and stayed to talk. Pastor Maher spoke of the hope that only comes from knowing Christ. The gospel was shared. Seeds were planted. Perhaps a church could flourish here. Pastor Maher is hopeful. We are Whitefields Ministries. We train and support indigenous pastors to start churches in Asia, South America, Africa, and yes, even in the Middle East.
You can support the pastors of Whitefields. Your gift of $50 or more per month will sustain a new pastor. Visit whitefields.org today or call 760-846-8610. Whitefields.org.
No pastor should be a stranger.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? Do you have an extra bedroom that's unused? Make your house a home for someone special. California Mentor is passionate about matching adults with special needs with loving families like yours. Bring your heart and your home while earning a generous monthly stipend. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com or call 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2. 855-636-8672.
On Saturday, October 11th, bring your family and friends down to stay late or sleep out at Liberty Station. It's the 8th annual Sleepless San Diego, a fun, family-friendly benefit to help the homeless at San Diego Rescue Mission. Enjoy live entertainment, activities, and educational videos. Register right now at sleeplesssandiego.org. That's sleeplesssandiego.org. Sleepless San Diego is brought to you by San Diego Rescue Mission and presented in part by Procopio Business Law Firm and Barney & Barney.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Don't forget, if you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Emails are encouraged. And I really like it when they're encouraging. Okay, we have our Facebook post. So let's have our Facebook post music to take us to the right place.
Hey, Barney Miller's mustache is definitely bigger than yours today.
Yeah, that's a good one right here. Good job on that one. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, today's Facebook post, the post of the comet, James, also known as the Lord's brother, James, James chapter 2, verse 13 says this, because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Mercy triumphs over judgment. And the winner by TKO and eternal champion, Mercy. Mercy. You see, here's the deal. The deal is that if God wanted to find something in you or me that was wrong, how long would that take? Let's go this way. How long would it take for you to find something in you that's wrong? Okay, so now increase that speed by 60 trizillion gazillion, and that's how fast God can do it. He can find stuff in you if he wanted to. But see, the Lord treats his children, not everybody, but treats his children differently. And where grace is receiving something you could never earn, mercy is not receiving something you definitely earned, like judgment. Mercy enables the Lord, in the capacity of him communicating to us, to push past the judgment and not give us what we do deserve. Mercy is grace going in the other direction, so to speak. And when mercy comes up against the things in our lives, God's mercy is poured out upon us in such a way and in such a fashion as to enable God and us to get along all from his end of things. You see, you don't get along with God because you're good. We've talked about that before. And even though you're bad, his mercy enables and engages our communion with him. Mercy is a wonderful concept. Open your arms wide. Receive it. Take it in. Let it be a part of you. It will change your life. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California, taking a 22-hour break. And then we're back tomorrow with more insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.